Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's on pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And at the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Carney Wilson, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Hi, handsome.
Carney. And hi to you, too.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, you.
It's funny because Carney said, Jeff, should I wear my glasses? And I said, no, you've got a pretty face. Don't hide behind glasses.
I love my glasses.
And then Doug said, should I take mine off? I said, no, leave them on.
And Alyssa said, is there a second pair we can have?
Jesus Christ.
It's a tough crowd.
Oh,
sorry,
Lord.
Doug.
I'll just sit in the corner.
Doug, I noticed that you had a new jacket on this morning.
I did.
It a Tommy Bahama's jacket?
It was the second of two sweaters I bought from Tommy Bahama. Today's was a zip-up reversible.
Reversible. You
black
us.
On the outside, gray on the inside.
But it's a very nice jacket.
Thank Lovely. You.
Yeah, I liked it.
Now, did you take back the plaid shirt we told you to?
I didn't. I got there was a lot of feedback saying that is a great shirt on you for summer, so I'm going to save it for summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know.
You didn't see the second shirt. So I bought four things altogether. I got two sweaters, two shirts. I'm now nervous to wear the second shirt. I'm going to wait until summer for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it the same as the other one?
I could never wait that long to buy. Never. Like, why buy it? I barely ripped the tag off, and it's on me.
Oh, I don't take the tags off until the second or third time I wear it.
In case you want to return it?
Yeah. He wears
time?
It. I don't do that.
I don't either.
I don't do that.
I think there's bad karma to that.
There is bad karma.
You wear it two or three times, then return it?
Well, maybe not. Three.
And what if you sweat a little bit? It's like, ew.
Yeah.
No.
I remember when I worked on Friends, Jennifer, I was looking at Instagram.
It all goes back to the one episode of Friends.
Right.
I was with Jennifer Aniston. I was looking at an InStyle magazine. There was a photograph of her holding this little purse, and it was directly under her arm. And I was like, hey, Jenna, I have a question for you. And I show her. She goes, oh, it was Prada. And I said, no, I was concerned. Like, what did you sweat in that purse? Because it was right under her arm. And she went, oh, my God, you know that? I think I borrowed that purse. I probably did sweat on it and get, like, deodorant stains. So, you know, you do have to be careful.
Yeah.
Wait, she actually spoke to you?
Yeah, we hung out for a week. Yeah.
Really?
Well, also because Courtney Cox wasn't there for the first 2 days and Matthew Perry wasn't there until right before it takes.
How many years ago was this? Because we always talk about it like it happened yesterday.
It's like Sonia Morgan.
25 years ago?
It feels like it happened yesterday. And when I saw Jennifer Aniston at a restaurant, she came up to me and she said, I know you, but I don't remember your name. Is it Duh? And I said, you're close.
She did?
She knew it was a Duh.
That's cool. That's very cool.
You made an impression on her.
Mm-hmm. I got as far as the Duh.
I'm glad to be sitting next to you.
You got the D.
Yeah.
How did you get your Christmas tree stand?
Yeah, I got the stand.
The Crinner, right?
Yeah, I got the Crinner XXL Deluxe.
Shout out.
That's the one that dings.
Right.
XXL Deluxe.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to use, David and I are getting the tree on Sunday.
Okay. So it'll all be set up before, you'll be back. Because you're going to New York in an hour.
Yeah, I go to New York from here. I fly back Saturday afternoon, and then I'm going to get the tree on Sunday.
Well, so you're just going for 2 days, a couple days.
Wow.
Now,
I stay with my mother. That's it.
You're spending Thanksgiving with your mom?
Yeah, I'm going up to my sister's house. She lives in Westchester. Mm. We're going to take the train up there, and we'll take a car back.
Now, Carney, you don't know this, but Doug Doug loves air travel. Yeah. He lives for it. And so he gets very excited about what plane he's taking and what seat he has on the plane. And it's kind of sweet that you get that excited.
It's lovely.
And then he loves the lounge and the lounge within the lounge and all of that. Are you going to be doing the lounge within the lounge today?
Yeah, but I'm not in first class, so I'm in business class. So I do get to go to the lounge within the lounge for sure. And then on the plane, I'm having the spinach and Gouda stuffed chicken breast with polenta and a tomato ragu.
You already pre-ordered it.
You pre-ordered the food. Good.
Of course, yeah.
That's smart. There's nothing worse than being in the last row. And they're like, sorry, we're out of it.
I don't know. So, I don't know what I want yet. You know what I'm saying? So my flight is a week from Sunday.
Yes.
I'm not going to pre-order because I don't know what I want. And so you and I were talking because we want to go to the Stevie Nicks Billy Joel concert.
Yes.
I said, let's go back to that same dark restaurant.
Yes.
And it's in March. And you said, I'm going to order the fish this time.
See?
And I said, Carney, you don't have to decide now because it's not till March.
I've already planned the menu.
Kindred spirits.
I've already planned the food.
Have you guys ever been invited to a wedding or bar mitzvah where with the invite it says, what are you going to have?
Of course.
I know. I don't like making that decision.
Pick the fish or the chicken. I know, because you know what you're going to be in the mood for.
I know.
I understand. That.
See, that bothers me, but on the plane, it doesn't bother me. This is interesting.
Doug, let me ask you this, because when I was on my, was it American?
Yeah.
We had a nice American flight to Dallas, and they showed up with, before they started the meal service, they came over to me and said, here is the chicken salad that you ordered. And I didn't order anything. And same with you, right, Shane?
Yeah, but I did not put them in. I didn't.
What? How did that happen, Doug?
That's interesting.
Did they switch your seats and you didn't know? No.
Well, that was going to be my first thing. Did they say, right. Mr. Lewis or Jeff, here's the chicken salad? Or did they say,
Mr. Lewis.
Right.
The only thing is, I didn't really want the chicken salad. Huh. I wanted the charcuterie plate. But I felt like, oh, was I drunk? Did I order it already?
You could have asserted
the answer
yourself.
The answer is yes. You were drunk. Unrelated.
You could have asserted yourself
they
and
make
just
mistakes.
Said, oh, I don't think I ordered this.
Yeah, they make mistakes.
Are you cooking for Thanksgiving, Carney?
Oh, what do you think?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
My sister's making the bird. My mom's making a tri-tip.
How many people?
Oh,
and my mother,
nice.
I know, tri-tip, but my mother with the Jell-O mold. She has to make the Jell-O mold.
What shape is it?
It's that, you know, the
a regular bun
cake.
Dome.
Right, like a dome with the little lines. I'm making the side dishes. I mean, some side dishes. I'm making stuffing, which I already made, actually. I went to Erewhon Markets and I got this beautiful loaf of bread, rosemary bread, cut up the cubes, you know, of bread. So this, you know, how they say like parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. You know, I always think of that. The Simon and Garfunkel song, so I know which herbs to use for my fucking stuffing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
really
right, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Anyway. So
and we're back.
Okay, I just went off on a time trip.
All right, so you're making
got the dressing, stuffing going, stuffing. Got the dressing. I'm doing the mashed potatoes, but I do mashed potatoes a very specific way. And listeners, if you want the best mashed potatoes of your freaking life, boil the potatoes in milk. Bay leaves, garlic cloves, a big, you know, bouquet or whatever it's called. What is it?
Bouquet garni.
Oh, God. Of course, you know the phone number for fucking American Airlines. Of course, you'd know that. Anyway, and boil, and drain your potatoes. And then you put tons of cream cheese, cream, butter, and then the best, shredded Manchego cheese. Stir it in, and they're the best mashed potatoes you've ever had in your entire life.
By the way, Stu keeps talking about this mac and cheese. He wants to do this cook-off.
I know.
But I keep telling him, I said, your mac and cheese is amazing, but Carney's is better.
I saw.
And he still won't let it. I'm like, you don't want to do this competition.
No, he's going to lose. I'm so sorry.
He's going to lose.
Because I saw his mac on his Instagram or whatever, and it looked delicious.
It is.
I love butter and noodles. You know
but
what
you
I mean?
Don't, it's not like you're drop to your knees mac and cheese.
No, mine you have to pray when
it's
you
okay
eat it.
To lose.
You automatically fall to your knees and start praying.
He should pick something else.
He needs to pick something else.
Maybe an Irish dish.
I mean, it's good, his mac and cheese, but I mean, you do like seven cheeses.
I know.
Next time you make it, will you freeze a piece for me?
Of course. It freezes very well. But yeah, I'm excited. And then I made a beautiful New York cheesecake with a gorgeous blueberry compote to go on it.
Ooh, I love a compote
I know,
moment.
Yes. And then I made you a dessert that I think that Monroe would like.
Oh.
It's in my car. I got the dessert. It's a chocolate cake with Oreo cookie frosting.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Don't you think, because what kid doesn't like Oreos?
I'm not going to take it to Thanksgiving, though. I'm going to keep it at my house. No, no, I'll tell you why. Because there's already people just, and this is the problem, too. Like, people aren't coordinating with Carrie. Like, Carrie's hosting. Mm. there's like 10 desserts right now. And people are like, I'm bringing four pies. I'm bringing something. It's like, ask the hostess what she needs.
Yes, of course. Right.
Because you're going to be short on savories if you have only sweets, if everybody's bringing sweets.
We're going to be short on savories. But
that's a problem.
Yeah.
Sweets.
No. Do you feel pressured at all? Like, are you stressed like with all this cooking?
No, not really. You know, I'm not. I do this. Actually, this is nothing new. I do this every day. I mean, I bake all the time.
I mean, I'm stressed. I got to go to two places today. I have to buy wine and I have to buy caviar.
Right.
And then I have to buy all the, you know, the accoutrements with the caviar. Yeah. And I got to do this on my own because Shane's leaving.
You can do it.
Who's going to take it to the car?
The stuff for the caviar, they do that there. Like, you mean the blinis?
Yes, I'll do all that there at a one-stop shop. But I have to go somewhere else for the wine. I got to
tell
them
it's a gift.
Well, it's easy.
Tell them it's a gift because they do a beautiful
gift. Oh, they'll
wrap
it. Yeah.
And then you can save those, you know, freezer bags.
I'm not going to save the freezer bags. And I don't care if it's a gift or it looks like a gift because I don't want to wait the extra 3 minutes to have them wrap it.
He's like the little, the Jewish Martha Stewart, this one.
Yeah. I reuse
it. I always said that.
You just know everything about everything.
Well, we go to the same caviar place.
Oh,
and it's
I don't like
beautiful.
Caviar.
Oh.
No, I don't. I'd rather have a quesadilla.
Caviar,
I'm curious.
Why
delicious.
Do you have to choose? I'll have a quesadilla with caviar on it.
That's
I mean,
funny.
That'd be delicious.
It actually would.
God.
It's actually a really good like anorexic meal. Like sometimes I'll pick it up and I'll just have it for dinner. And then it just kind of barely coats my stomach for the alcohol.
But you spend like it was a huge dinner. So like it feels right.
That sounds horrible to me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
More for us.
I'm just so hungry, and that just sounds so not satisfying and weird, fishy, whatever. I don't know. It's not me.
I do have to ask you, because I know, Shane, we have to get on this. When we were on American, we had the lie flat seats, but out of the 40 seats in first class, Shane and mine were broken.
Well, Shane knows what to do, because when
Shane hasn't done anything.
Did you tell Jeff about?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You got
Shane,
a refund?
Shane had a problem on his monitor. He texted me, what do I do? I sent him a link to complain.
Shane, you got
to
take care of that.
Shane got 13,000 miles.
That's a lot.
Into his account as an apology for the broken monitor.
Good.
Okay, I need some miles for my broken seat.
Yeah.
Because I had to sit erect, and normally I don't complain about that, but this time I did. I had to sit erect for 3 hours.
Oh, erect?
That's the longest erection I've ever had.
Ever? That's tiring.
Aren't you supposed to call a doctor? And she sat upright.
There's a medication.
By the way, Stu's pissed. He wrote such an asshole. He's a poor loser.
You're protecting him by not letting him
do
this.
I'm like, pick
it's
something else
nice
so you can win.
Let him
Stu,
lose.
I know
okay.
Your mac and cheese is delicious, but you haven't had mine.
Yeah.
That's just going to make him
By the way,
more.
He was saying that it's this overkill. She doesn't eat all those cheeses.
Yes,
I'm like,
I
yes,
do.
She does.
Yes, I do.
You do.
There's a cheese for every square nook of your mouth.
Yeah.
So Carney's is a cheese and macaroni, and Stu's is a macaroni and cheese.
They're
different things.
It's
apples and oranges.
They're very different. Doesn't mean they're not both delicious.
I will
Shane,
say,
when you're at the airport, can you please just reach out to American? Because I do want those points.
And American is very good about that. They are good at gifting miles.
Delta's good, too. Yeah,
they are.
I've had.
They were great to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's good
That's
tips.
Done.
See now you later.
I do have another question. Did you get your humidifiers yet for the tree?
I got two of them. The third one is coming on Monday. And you know what? The one of the two that arrived the other day, I think it's a keeper. I got a tower. It's like this.
You'll use it for 30 days and return it.
Do you remember your smelly machine in your house?
What he just said, it's a keeper.
Your smelly machine in your house, that's like a cylinder.
It's a scent machine, but yes, it's not a smelly machine.
It made it smell nice in your house.
Yeah.
It looks just like that. It's this long tubular cylinder, which is going to be great discreetly put.
Is
Has it been a minute, Alyssa?
No,
is this Alyssa's
insane.
Like,
is this a humidifier?
I go home.
Yes.
She's gonna be in the gender nooch bathroom.
He's like describing it so phallic. Wait, is this a humidifier or a?
Yeah, this is a humidifier
or a purifier.
No, this is a humidifier that will go behind the Christmas tree.
So keeps the tree moist,
and I won't have to bend down.
Horrible
to
word.
It up.
Horrible word.
That's one of the worst words ever.
Besides
not
sneaker,
my case.
Sneaker and moist.
Alyssa, maybe you should leave, Alyssa.
God, what's going
on? I gotta take a
Are you horny this morning? What's going on with you?
People don't
I'm
like that
for
word.
For the weekend.
For sure, people don't like that word.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I challenge.
You have more coming.
Yeah, I have one more coming. Monday.
So you just ordered three total, because you said you were going to do six.
No, I said, no.
Six?
I don't want anyone to misunderstand. Just because I'm purchasing six, it would be the same as looking at them in the store and choosing which ones not to purchase. I can purchase six choose the three that I like and return the three I'm not going to
use. You have nothing to do. Why don't you just go to the store?
Because they don't have the availability. All the different models, there's much more available online.
But why do you need three humidifiers?
I know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Some go by the tree. Some go in. One goes in my bedroom. One goes in my roommate's bedroom.
Oh, because you have multiple trees.
I have one tree, but I have multiple rooms, and I like the humidity set in my house, like between 40% and 45% during.
But you're gonna. But you're gonna return them.
No, not if I like them.
Oh, look at him.
He's lying.
He can't lie.
It's a lie.
Just like the fucking shirts, the tags are on. That tag is on.
Check his shirt.
That box is waiting in the closet, ready to be stuffed with that humidifier.
I told you on day one coming onto the show that I cannot lie. I am a terrible liar.
Oh,
terrible liar.
I love that about you, though. It's good. Don't ever change.
Doug, is there any way that you could just... I'll buy it. Can I have one of them? Because I actually think it's a good idea. My tree is always dead
by
Christmas.
I need one, too.
I'm thinking one behind the tree is not a bad idea. I don't need three. I'm not going to return it. I'll keep it for next year. But I do want a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to send you the tall, cylindrical one.
I don't want a really large phallic humidifier.
It's not really large. It's maybe 41 inches tall. And it's white.
So it's almost 4 feet tall.
Yeah, but then you don't have to.
No, okay. I want a small.
I'm going to send you the smaller one.
I want a very small.
Got it.
You know, that goes away behind the tree.
That does the job.
I got it for you. I got it.
Okay, because I think I'm going to have to get my tree a little bit earlier than I normally do because I'm going to New York and I want the tree done before I leave.
Same.
Yeah.
So I think I do need that humidifier.
I'm taking care of it. It's done. I know your address. It's taken care of.
Okay, thank you. Your sweet hot lesbian friend Tiff.
Yes.
She sent me the most. I mean, the nicest, most generous gift. She sent me a case of wine.
Yep.
Is it her winery?
It is. It's the family's winery.
They're so rich.
They're classy and successful, but it's Scarlet Wines, and it's beautiful. And she sent you, I believe, a reserve, one of those.
It's got to be $1,000 for the wine.
Well, it could be more.
And I'm sure it is more.
It's her family's winery, though.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
Well, does that make it less important?
The discount? It's not a good the gift. Discount,
yeah,
you mean?
I mean, it's her family's wine. She bought it for free. Right.
Well, I didn't say that. You finished the sentence. I was going to say, like, was it, you know, I mean, it wasn't like she went to a store and paid $1,000.
Yeah, but it wasn't cheap to send either.
Yeah, sure. It cost the family money for them to be sent. Like, that's wine they could have sold.
Yeah, no, you're
so
right.
So I'm,
right.
You know, I'm very appreciative and very grateful.
She's very classy. She loved
so
you.
So classy.
She loved you. She appreciated dinner, and we had a great night, and she wanted, you know, just to send you a gift. And it's the holidays, too.
I opened up a bottle last night. It was
good.
Delicious. Should have stopped there, but I opened a second one.
Wow. Oh, God.
Well, Shane was there.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
So good.
Yeah, it was so good. So good.
yeah.
Now, you told me, it was, you know, a little TMI, but you had said that...
You love TMI. You secretly love TMI.
I do love the TMI. You said that because we were talking about how much I love her.
Yes.
And you were saying did you want to be a lesbian or you thought maybe I should be a lesbian?
No. Okay. So Tiff and I have been friends since 7 years old. And basically when we were in the eighth grade, I think, seventh or eighth grade, she, you know, realized that she was gay. And, I had a waterbed. Back in the day.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Automatically, it's horny because you're bobbing up and down on the waves and it's very relaxing.
Music for this.
So anyway, we're in the bed and we're, you know, we're going to sleep and we're talking and we're going to sleep. And I thought to myself, you know, I wonder if I'd like, you know, maybe I should put her hand on my tit and see how it feels. Hmm. Like I actually thought maybe I'm gay. This was my best friend. I thought, am I gay too? It's just like probably teenagers go through this. They experiment, whatever.
I think Kian's going through it.
Everybody's either thought about it or done one. So I'm like, all right, fine. So we're about to fall asleep and I take her hand and I put it on my boob. And I'm like, ooh, you know. And then I'm like, okay, the true test is to kiss.
Oh, okay.
So she's, of course, she's into it. She's right into it.
Yeah.
I turn over and I open our mouths and we start kissing and her beautiful big lips, like literally take over my whole face and that big hot tongue went in my mouth and I went, no, not gay.
Couldn't do it.
Not gay. Not gay.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Do you, can I ask you something?
Not gay.
That waterbed. I used to have one of those.
You did too?
You can't fuck on that.
You cannot.
There's like a riptide. There's rogue waves.
You lose the rhythm. You can't get traction. You can't. It's not right.
And you pump, and then all of a sudden the big fucking wave hits you in the face.
It's perfect.
You pump.
And the waterbed too.
You pump. No, it was like, no, it was the perfect setting, but it just wasn't. It wasn't what I thought
right.
It was going to be.
Have you ever had sex on a waterbed?
No, but I'd love to try, but
you
I don't think
do
it would
it.
Be successful.
You can't do it.
Well, I tried in the store.
Because you can't.
Can't do it nobody, there either.
Nobody and then you
would,
took it back.
Nobody would join me.
Well, first of all, you can't get on your knees. You can't, like, you well, can't.
Sink in.
Where there's a like, will, there's a way.
I like doggy style. And you can't get on your knees.
Okay, TMI.
TMI.
Sorry.
Where's the TMI?
Did I just say that? I got 4 hours of sleep. I don't know what I'm saying.
What did you do, Jeff, with your waterbed? Like, at what point were you like, okay, we're done?
I returned it.
You did?
Yeah.
With the water in it?
I don't know. I gave it to somebody.
It
takes a long time. You have to do like a hose thing and yeah.
To the tub?
And doesn't it weigh a lot? You have to like get permission.
A lot. Yes, you have to have.
But you move in the middle of the night and then it's just, it's so. Yeah, no. Who came up with that fucking idea?
Horrible for your
back. And why did I buy that?
Yeah, I know.
But why did you have it?
Because it's fun.
You asked your parents.
It was a novelty.
It was.
I kind of want one.
Yeah. They
don't have them
Jeff
anymore.
Jeff has one. For you.
Do they have waterbeds anymore?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't
think
they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
How can they
my
do?
My aunt has one. Really? She's a quadriplegic. Oh.
What? You're just telling me this?
Wait, what?
What?
Look at Jeff. Jeff's dying. Oh, no.
Do you have a picture? Do you have a picture of her?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's take a break. I'm going to say a picture.
In her waterbed.
Yeah, she had one in the waterbed?
No, fuck off.
That's the unicorn. A picture of her quadriplegic aunt in the waterbed.
Oh. You never told me this.
Because you're a freak.
I can't even. I'm so distracted right now. All right, let's take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
We are back with Carney Wilson, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Also, CNK, obviously, you're not going to be doing it tomorrow because of Thanksgiving. But you're doing a very special CNK next Thursday.
Next Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific on Instagram Live, live from the home of Megan Weaver. We have Kelly Dodd, Rick Leventhal, Jeremy and Tim.
The Hideaway Low Boys.
They're going to bring wine.
Yeah.
You'll be there. Shane, you'll be there.
Chef Stu's going. Shane's going to be there. Edmonds.
Oh, Meg. Oh, she's coming?
Yeah. Megan King Edmonds will be there.
Fantastic.
We invited her.
Come on, do you guys want to go?
Oh, no. Gosh, we're busy. Sorry, Doug. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, Doug, did you want to invite Jameson and Alyssa? Or no, you don't want them to go?
I would love
them. I have plans.
And Carney, you are always welcome. And it's in the valley, so it's closer to you.
Thank you. I have to check my schedule.
Okay. I have a charity gala. I can't make it.
Oh.
Do it.
Oh, is that night?
Yeah. And I'm getting my waterbed delivered, so
it
can be busy.
We found a few available on Amazon. That'll be fun, though, next Thursday.
So when I was at, we went to the new Holloway House. You've been there at the Soho House? Soho House now opened Holloway House in West Hollywood.
So I've been there years ago.
They took over the hotel.
No, this is new. It's brand new.
No,
they took over the
old one.
Pally House.
Pally House.
Oh.
So we went there on Friday, and it was Krista, Shane, Tyler, myself, and Monica. And Krista had this game that I've never heard of before, where you take the numbers of your birthdays, right? So it's like 3, 24, and you add up all the numbers.
I love
games. 19, 80, whatever.
Yeah.
You just add it all up.
80, whatever. Come on.
I mean, look, I added up the numbers.
And you just thought you were going to slide that in.
Basically, you add up the numbers.
Yeah.
And then you come up with this number. So mine was, I added up, it was 26.
Okay.
And she said, what happened when you were 26, what happens is it's a pivotal point in your life. And I said, well, this is kind of a funny game because that's the year I came out. And we went around the table and everyone added up the numbers.
Right.
Everyone except for Monica.
She couldn't make,
which I still think maybe she didn't add the numbers correct. Everyone had,
brand,
it was a
brand.
Momentous year for them.
Interesting.
Wow.
So Carney, I want you to add up.
I am. Wait, do you have to
the
go
month,
19,
day?
Yes,
no,
1,
so
9, 9 6, 8.
Okay, here we go. So
you're
going to
do 1 plus
yeah.
6 plus 1.
What was yours?
Mine was 32, so I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet, because it could be in the future.
And the Krista was so invested because hers and her daughter's was the same year. So it's in 2 years for both of them. So it's going to be a big year for their family.
What number did you come up with?
2001, the year I got my fake tits.
No, I think you didn't add it correctly. Your birth year would be, for me, would be
let me add it for
1
you.
Plus 9 plus 6
wait,
plus 9.
I'm really bad at math, so that's why I fucked
it. No, obviously. Let someone add it for her.
She's going to, when she's 2,000 years old.
Okay, wait a minute. 4, 29, 19, 68.
No. So you're going to do 4
plus
2 plus 9.
Oh.
Not sorry, 20. 4 plus 2 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 8.
Wait, fuck me. Start over.
The digits.
Start over.
It's the digits,
Doug, can you
not
do
the
it
numbers.
For her,
no, Doug's doing it.
Mine is
28, everything.
And I moved across the country when I was 28, and I got married at 28.
See?
Wow.
It works.
I know, spooky.
It's a fun Thanksgiving game.
Spooks.
It's totally spooky.
Carney's is 39.
39? If you think I have any idea where the fuck I was, what I was doing, 39? I was dreading 40. That's where I have no idea.
Did you add it up, Jameson?
Mine was 33, which was my Jesus year, but I can't remember what I did.
You
in
found
my Jesus.
Year. Okay, that's
maybe
important.
That's good. Yeah.
Mine was 32, which is the year I moved to Los Angeles.
See?
And got my driver's license. It was a big year. 32.
So
I actually have chills.
2000.
Yeah, but okay, but
she's still trying to add over there.
Why?
We already came up with
I'll
it.
I'll tell you why, because I went, what year was it when I was 39? It was 2007.
Was a child born?
You had a file
yes,
of facts.
Yes, I had a Lola was 2 years old. That's all I remember. That's it. It was the terrible twos. I don't know. I have no idea.
Can't you find something
wasn't
for every year, though? If you were like,
no, not Monica.
Those are big ones. Yeah,
Monica's like, nope, nothing happened. Nothing. I'm like, nothing? Or is it? Nope, nothing.
Hers was 2020. She was like, I was home all year.
But she could have done She could have done Carney math and come up with the wrong number.
2001 I came up with.
1548.
I am the worst. Jesus, that's funny. But
that's a
game,
fun
though.
Game.
I like that game.
Well, I mean, it's better than, I mean, they're saying, well, we're not going to listen to this, but basically they're saying the Thanksgiving dinner table conversation, the topics to avoid.
Oh, yeah.
Do not mention past and present family drama. That's
past lives.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Parenting advice.
Yeah.
That always goes over well.
That's bad.
Oh, this is fun. Fertility conversation.
Is that a normal
people
topic?
Love talking about that.
Oh, like, aren't you going to have
like,
a baby?
Are you having
or
kids?
How can we
keep...
oh, right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Or if you can't have one, that's always like good
when
to bring
are
up.
When
you going to
make me a grandmother?
That's
finances.
Right.
Finances. It's always good to bring up money. Diets and calorie intake. I mean, this is all we
talk
about.
What else is your family going to talk
wait,
about?
This is
going
like,
to add politics.
Exactly those
wait,
things.
This is what you shouldn't talk about.
Right.
Right.
Politics,
right.
Religion.
But what's left?
What is left?
Knock knock jokes.
how good the food is.
No, that's
adding
that's,
up your birthday.
That is 100% my family's conversation around the table.
Yeah.
All you hear is oh God. We love food.
My family, you're talking about the food, and we're all talking about our next meal.
Of course.
What are you having tomorrow?
Of course. What do you do with the leftovers? Oh yeah, naturally.
I love turkey sandwich. Your family.
Mm-hmm. That's very standard to talk about your next meal.
Turkey tetrazzini.
Yes. Yeah. I don't do that.
Have your families ever gotten into a big fight at a holiday meal?
Door slams.
Oh yeah, of course.
Door slams. Early exits. Oh yeah.
I make sure of it when I say nobody's arguing, nobody's fighting. We're here. We're grateful. We are so lucky to even be around this table. It's not worth it.
Wow.
It's
so
not worth it.
No.
I'm the peacemaker.
Maybe you can talk to my family.
And mine.
I need you.
We had a medical emergency once.
Oi.
Cousin Dorothy's mother was visiting from somewhere in Pennsylvania, and she disappeared. Nobody knew where she was.
Oh, God.
And it turns out halfway through she fell in the bathroom.
No! Oh,
and
gosh.
She was from, I forget, somewhere in Pennsylvania. And we had never met her before. And then finally someone said they heard her, like, crying from the bathroom. Like,
Jesus.
Help me. Can you get me something to eat?
This is Cousin Dorothy's mom?
Cousin Dorothy's mother. Mm. Dorothy is married to Cousin Harlan, so it's not my first cousin, my first cousin's wife. Blood.
We don't need the whole family tree.
Actually, I'm curious. What was her mother's name?
Aunt Andy and Uncle Paul always did Thanksgiving at their house. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was trying to make something at the stove and my sleeve caught on fire one Thanksgiving. That was lovely. My flannel pajamas, because I love to dress in pajamas on Christmas.
Did you just return it?
Yeah.
Like, Doug would have.
Doug would have. Our friend Patrick returned pants once that he had somebody hem, and he went to return them.
No.
And they said, it was at Barney's, and they said, but these pants have been hemmed. And our friend said, well, who would have hemmed these pants?
Ay, that's terrible.
I remember when Chaz Dean almost choked to death at Thanksgiving.
Oh, dear.
We thought we were going to have to call 911. He got something lodged in his throat, but he couldn't get it out.
Did someone Heimlich him?
Did they do the Heimlich?
Somebody did. I think that was the year I was anorexic that year. So I was in so much pain because I hadn't eaten anything. And then I had two servings, you know, of Thanksgiving. And I thought, I honestly thought I didn't know what I was going to do.
But how much did you weigh then? What do you think?
It was so skinny.
Okay.
But I...
it will never be
Because that
problem.
Was the year that I was doing that pilot with Tori Spelling.
Oh.
And so I had to sit next to her on camera. And she used to be little. And I just looked like a big elephant next to her. So I just stopped
like
eating.
Like a hot one.
They didn't have Ozempic then.
It'll never be my problem.
And Chaz was choking?
Oh, back to Chaz. Yeah, he was. He almost choked.
He literally always goes to jumping. Like, I was so skinny.
Yeah, like, it starts with somebody
so good.
Wait, but what happened?
And I did a pilot with Tori Spelling.
And Jeff's like, I was so skinny, I didn't have the energy to care.
I was on a
like,
that's why you basically. Yeah.
Well, I really was in a lot
he
of pain.
Was choking, but I was so.
I was in so much pain.
It'll just never be my problem, ever.
No, but you did gastric bypass. What about?
I did.
What, it was almost like a gastric bypass.
Well, because
when you just don't eat.
Yeah, but when you have a gastric bypass, it creates this thing where it ignites like that ghrelin hormone. So you're satisfied.
Right.
You feel full. You don't feel hungry. You're never hungry if you have a gastric bypass. Not until years later, like now, where I'm always hungry. But yeah.
Well, you know, the diabetics are still coming for me. But I will just say my holiday wish this year is that there is enough Ozempic for everyone.
That's beautiful.
That's really nice.
Oh, what a beautiful.
What a wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful
I just want everyone to be able to have access to Ozempic and Mounjaro.
Because of their conditions that need
I'm starting Mounjaro. I'm going to start.
Are you?
But I hear there's like gastric hell. So last night I ate some beans because I had a chicken tostada. And
Oh, please don't.
No, listen to me.
It's already
TMI.
It's TMI. I can already tell this is coming.
TMI.
At 1 in the morning.
No, don't. Cardi,
I had
don't.
A nightmare that somebody was trying to stab me. That was brought on by the beans and the shootings that just happened, which is so sad.
Bean shootings?
I text my husband and I said,
No.
Don't sleep in here tonight. Sleep in
you have audio.
That's actually small.
That, she's gonna do okay.
Yeah, that's right. It was that times 100. And I said, you know what? You got to sleep in the guest room tonight. It was so bad. Like, I farted. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I moved the covers and I smelled it 10 minutes
later. Okay, Oscar music. How can you play the Oscar music with me and not with her?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
How do we get on this subject? I don't even know.
Because Chaz was choking.
No, we're talking about my pilot.
It's all Chaz's fault.
Jeff was so skinny.
I was shooting my pilot and Chaz had the nerve to start choking.
was telling him about Tori Spelling. And we almost got a show. It's on ABC.
If it weren't for Chaz Chung.
Yeah.
Right. At Thanksgiving dinner, everyone should add up their weights and say a memory from that year.
Oh, God. So like,
you had one. You know what? Nine,
that is the most horrible idea ever, ever.
Jeff's 12. What happened to you at 12?
Of course you'd suggest that. You're skinny as
exactly.
fuck.
Thank yeah. you.
Yeah. Amy.
Oh, dear. Just have a good holiday. Nobody worry about anything. Just relax and have a good holiday.
I'm not going to eat all day.
Are you having ham?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat all day. So that when I walk in, I'm hungry.
That yeah. dessert I made you, you're going to want to eat the whole thing.
I know, but I'm going to keep that at my house. I'm not going to share that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not taking it.
You better.
No
one's going to
know. I am not taking it. I'm going to keep it at my house.
Are you having ham or turkey?
I don't know. I have to ask Carrie.
I saw a story on Carrie's Instagram that it was ham.
It's either or. We always have both.
Well, she no. was out, they were at Honey Ham.
That idea was struck down. Nobody wanted to go to Benihana. I was the only one.
No, you know, that sounds...
But
no.
Benihana will come to you. I was considering it for my birthday. Have them come to my house.
Fun.
Yeah. What, they bring like a grill
they
thing?
They set up the whole teppanyaki
what?
Grill
wow.
in your backyard, the hibachi, whatever
that
it's
sounds
called.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that story you were telling me about the rat this morning?
Oh, shit. Well, speaking of shit.
Gird your loins.
Oh, not again.
Speaking oh, no, no.
Shit,
oh, no. I'm sorry. No.
Chad
no,
Beans.
No, no. Listen to me.
The we rat had, got into the
well,
beans.
No, it reminded me.
Jeff's on TV with Tori. She's eating beans.
Even the rats.
Laying in my
even
water
the rats
bed.
At our house fart.
This rat was so
Chad
skinny.
Chad Beans no, adding no. up his birthday.
No, the reason why, because we were talking about the holidays, and I remember there was, I call it the holiday rat, because we had a rat that we could not find, and it would be, it was in Wendy, my sister's room. We had like that, you know, the bathroom in between the rooms. Like we shared the bathroom.
Jack and Jill.
Right?
Like
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah. All right. So every Jill night, Jack. Wendy would be like, I'm hearing this scratching like...
No.
You know, like in a drawer in her room. No. And we looked for this fucking rat. We looked for this rat for a good month.
How did you know? You saw it and then no, disappeared?
No.
I heard
well,
it.
Well, she had yeah. droppings oh. on her dresser top. And then she would hear something scratching. Like she's like, I think it's coming from the dresser. So,
oh,
so
it burrowed.
So it was going in. I don't know, even know where it got in, but whatever. This rat. We knew it wasn't a mouse. It was a rat because these droppings were, you know, it was a rat.
Robust.
There's nothing more horrible than that. So...
And these were Encino rats.
These were Encino rats.
What's the difference? Because you had mentioned specifically.
Bel Air rats. There's Bel Air rats because there's a lot of ivy in Bel Air. And I grew up in Bel Air.
Okay.
So it's kind of known like the Bel Air rats.
I had Norway rats in my yeah. roof. We discussed that.
Yeah. There's
so,
all,
yeah
for every
but
region,
how does this compare to the Encino rat?
Well, all I know is that it was a big one. And we knew it was a big one. And we were terrified. My mother was beyond horrified of rats. So we were like, we know there's a rat in here. Where in the fuck is this thing? So every night, and that little bastard would start scratching at night. So one day, I'm on the toilet, taking a shit.
Always. Always.
Okay.
I'm going to the bathroom, okay. enjoying my crap, okay. and all of a sudden, I hear my sister, the rat! And all of a sudden, she decides to open the bathroom door while I'm on the toilet, and I see this rat that was at least a foot long, including that tail, come charging towards me
and
on the
you're
toilet.
You're naked on the toilet.
I'm on naked. The toilet. All I could do was lift up my legs and go, ah! The rat comes charging towards me. I thought it was, I'm like, why is he coming towards me on the toilet? I thought he wanted to jump in the toilet.
Yeah.
Turns out there was a vent down beside oh. the toilet. So it comes charging
he
towards
me. He had an escape
me.
Route.
Toilet
he had
back.
An escape
How
route.
Did he
and
know?
He knew to go into the vent in the bathroom while I was shitting on that toilet. That thing came right. Imagine you're on the toilet and a rat.
Have you had nightmares about that since?
Did it crawl
it
over
was
your feet?
The maybe that I swear to God, it was the most horrific moment of my life. The worst moment
it
ever.
It can fit into a hole the size of a quarter.
That's
rat.
Right.
Same.
So that thing squeezed. So it, I was like, why is it charging towards me? It wanted the vent. So anyway.
Sorry.
That is. We are having a nice family holiday time.
This is the most repulsive.
You took a bad story and just made it worse.
Ever.
You lowered it.
This is just, anyway,
your
the holiday
mother
rat.
Listens to this show.
And how was your holiday? Anyway, no, yeah. it's all right. But
that's traumatizing.
It's traumatizing. But I've always had weird, like once
rat
in Bel Air. No, rat stories, yes. Oh. Once in Bel Air, there was a rat carcass.
Oh,
from
dear.
One of our rats, I mean, one of our cats, and I was playing pool and I stepped on something. And I went, ow! I was like 8 years old. And I looked
carcass.
Down and it was the skeleton of a rat's, It was like a tooth stuck in my foot.
Jesus.
And we had to go to the doctor and get a tetanus shot. And that was my, yeah, it's never ending. It's,
enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone.
The rats haunt my family forever. And it's never going to end.
Same.
I didn't think you were here. I thought this morning when I went to P4, yeah. I didn't see your car.
Yeah.
So I didn't rush because I was like, Carney's not here yet. So I took my sweet ass time making it over to the coffee place. Mm-hmm. And then I was shocked to find that you were there.
I was there.
You got a new car.
I did get a new car. Yeah, I just have to figure out how to charge it because it's fully electric and I have no idea how to charge
it. It's fully electric.
It's fully electric and apparently it drives itself. And
don't they have chargers here for free? Oh.
It's great. And all I do is I press a button and it licks my pussy too. It does everything for you. It does everything for you.
Walks
it's my
rat.
Ultimate dream car.
Wow. Ding.
Ding.
But you had a Tesla before.
Yeah.
And this is a different make and model, right?
Right.
This is what, a Mercedes or something?
It's a Mercedes, yeah.
And you tried to charge it with your Tesla charger.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to blow up the car. But I thought, well, why can't it work? Because it's got the 3-prong and it's the 220 volt. So I have to go like find out how to charge my car. I'm running on the fumes of whatever it is. Not even an engine, but
won't
whatever it is.
Won't they install one for you?
No, they have it there, but I don't even know where it is. I don't know how to charge it. So I have to go back to the dealership and charge my car. I'm on, like you, when you ran out of gas with your first tank and your Mercedes halfway up the driveway, I'm on the last fumes.
Shane, how's your Mercedes?
I thought it was a hybrid. In my defense.
No, it's not a hybrid.
And this was one of the Jeff Lewis douchebag moments that I regret and still regret.
Yeah.
Where I ran, well, what happened was the car died. It was a brand new car. I only had it for a few days. The car died at the base of the driveway.
How?
So, well, I'll tell you. So I called and Mercedes and the dealership and the guy that sold me the car, and I freaked the fuck out on him.
Of course.
And it was like, it's a brand new car, it's dead, blah, blah, blah. And they sent out Mercedes roadside service. It was just stuck at the base of the driveway. I ran out of gas.
Oh, God.
And I thought it was a hybrid, so I didn't realize.
Shit.
You didn't know you didn't own a hybrid?
No,
that,
I didn't know.
Is that basically
this.
What you're saying? You thought
I
you
did
owned
not
a hybrid?
Know. I did not that's know. Funny. I thought
that's
it was
that's
a hybrid.
Funny. How would that help the situation if it was a hybrid?
Because I thought I could still run, like still drive.
But hybrid means gas and electric. It's a hybrid.
Right. That's what I thought. So when you run out of gas, you use the electric.
You have backup.
I got a backup.
You have backup. You can go the rest of the hill.
But I didn't charge or anything. I didn't charge anything, but I thought it was like a Prius or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You probably told a lot of people to like, hey, I'm really eco-conscious. I got a hybrid. You probably told
I'm
people
a good person,
that.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't a hybrid. And I ran out of gas.
I don't even know what I got. I'm just happy.
Gas guzzler.
I mean, I like... I'm just grateful, but yeah, I'm glad that I'm saving the money on the gas. It's good. I hate going to gas stations, so it's cool.
But you are going to have to figure out how to charge it, and you can't use your Tesla charger.
No, I can't. I thought I could, but I.
Yeah, why not?
I think they're exclusive
no, you can't.
To Tesla.
They are. Yeah.
It's like the iPhone.
It's proprietary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you can't use a like, Galaxy charger.
Right on your right.
But why would you want to charge?
How long
Android?
Have you had the car?
3 days.
So you're going to have to charge it soon, I would think.
Yeah, it's running out. I got about 98 miles left. I got 98. But,
you don't live around the corner. You live
I live far away.
Away.
And but it's the only car in the world right now that has a reserve like special battery. If you're out of your juice, you can just plug in this special and you get 50 extra miles.
You're probably
well,
using
that
right now.
I'm right at that point.
Yeah.
So, maybe you should go to the dealership on the way home and
I am.
Figure out.
I actually am. I'm going there on the way home.
Okay, good.
An appearance.
I do think we should talk about what we're thankful for.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense? Mm-hmm. What are we thankful for?
Go.
You go first.
Okay. My new hormone doc,
okay.
Dr. Mogadam. I call him Dr. Daniel.
Me too.
Mogadam, my new hormone doc. I'm thankful for my new veneers, Dr. Yermian.
Shout out.
I'm thankful for my my new threads and my new jawline, Nurse Jamie.
Queen.
I'm thankful to my therapist, Dr. Judy Rosenberg, and then Dr. Donna.
Dr. Donna Danifelza.
I'm thankful to my...
Choked up.
It's getting choked up.
I know, because it's the next one. I'm thankful to my stylist, Julie Kozak.
Oh, yeah.
God in heaven.
Really turned the wardrobe around. I mean, that's an important
We're
one.
All thankful for her.
Yeah. I'm thankful to... I'm thankful to Brian Gulbranson. I don't think he's a doctor. He think he just...
Plays one on TV.
Yeah.
He used to be.
He did. He probably lost his license.
Yeah, I got a Venmo.
And yeah. He cured my UTI. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I'm thankful for my daughter. And all of the twinks in my life that help with me support me with my business.
Don't nod. You're not a twink.
I'm thankful. I'm
James
thankful.
Like,
Jameson's like, thank you. You're
I'm
your
thankful
40s.
For the Irish clown, even though he puts me through emotional turmoil at times. I'm thankful that I'm getting along well with Gage and that we're friends.
That's nice.
And also, I actually, considering that all the trauma with my family, and I think those people that know me know that it really, really, really has affected me.
Yeah,
it's been a tough week. I am very thankful to our listeners who really, like, I love doing the show every day. And puts me in a good mood.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter like how I'm feeling when I walk in, when I leave. I just laugh for an hour and have the best time. So I'm thankful to all the chumps, and I'm thankful to the listeners you're not just listeners. Like I consider everyone that listens friends, and a lot of people I consider family. Mm. Those of you that I have relationships with. But and you know, even the bitch that said who told Jeff he was hot, like I'm still thankful for her too. Like she, you know, hurt people. Mm. And, you know, obviously she's blind, but she is obviously visually impaired.
Can't see very well.
Obviously.
She needs
but I still, I appreciate that she listens, you know, and. Yeah.
Shout out, bitch.
Yeah. What are you thankful for, Doug?
I don't want to get mushy. I'm thankful things aren't worse.
Wow.
Okay. I really want to get emo. I'm getting on an airplane. I never get on an airplane.
So get
emo.
Fizz.
Oh my God, I love to cry on a plane.
No, it's bad.
So good.
Oh.
I have too many things to be thankful for, so I'm just thankful that it's not worse.
You have a big heart.
Seems a bit negative.
Yeah, negative. I don't know.
I appreciate it. For all you have, thankful for what you don't have.
I was emotional earlier today.
Space.
Thankful that things aren't worse.
Yeah. I think that if he really lets
that
it go,
doesn't seem like
he's gonna
gratitude
start,
to
he's
me.
He's going
to
start crying.
I think that's actually the epitome of gratitude.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, you're right.
Things could be worse.
Yes.
I'm thankful to be in the space that I am.
Wait, it's
I think
right
that's
now.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, it was beautiful.
I think it's healthy. I think it's a healthy. It's a little odd.
Okay.
It's a little odd.
Doug, I mean, what do you expect?
He doesn't want to dig it. He doesn't want to get, no.
Doesn't want to go deep.
He doesn't want to go deep.
You don't have to. You're getting on a plane.
Far That's from the
right.
shallow
you
now.
You don't want to get on a plane emotional.
Why?
Because your body's in a state of agitation and you want to be relaxed. And like God forbid there's an emergency.
Crying on a plane is the best thing.
I did. I've cried on the plane so many times.
I watched The Notebook on a plane and I was hysterical.
Why does it hit so hard on a plane?
Oh, like, God, I don't know.
Just, it's the altitude.
Heightened.
No,
altitude.
Heartbreak feels good on a plane.
The Bloody Marys.
I'll tell you, I'm grateful for my family. I will go mushy. I'm grateful that, you know, that my children know compassion, that we keep a positive attitude no matter what's happening in the world, and that it's very important to stay in gratitude every day. So I'm grateful every Thanksgiving, but honestly, since I've been a sober woman, I've learned to be grateful every fucking day of my life.
Wow.
I don't take anything for granted, and I'm grateful that I met you, that I can come on this show. I had so much fun
with
you.
I love our friendship.
I love our friendship, yeah. Jeff. You make so many people happy, and I'm serious.
Well, nobody in this room. But maybe outside the room.
Probably.
No, every day.
Well, there was that girl who said that you aren't hot.
People are loyal. They're loyal listeners because you're funny. You're entertaining. You're talented. You're smart. You're
so handsome.
A classy
right.
man.
Book Carney.
You know what the fuck you're doing?
2 weeks from Wednesday.
And I'll be back 2 weeks from Wednesday. And I'm just grateful. No, I'm grateful that I've joined the team, and it's awesome. And I'm grateful for my husband who puts up with me and all my farting and everything. And I'm grateful for Gas X.
Mm. And Imodium.
Okay. Shane.
Tori Spelling just said she's here.
What?
Can you
what?
Believe that?
She's not on
she's
time.
Early. She's but 5 minutes early.
Yeah, she's at
I'm
your,
grateful that
she's
Tori's
that.
On time.
She's at your old house on Valley Vista. That's where she is. She finally made it.
Oh my God, that's not even funny.
This is insane.
That's amazing.
She's 3 minutes early. She's
I'm like,
I can't wait to give her a hug.
I told her 10 because I thought she'd
we
be here at 10:45.
She's also one of those people who will text, "I'm here," when she's still 15 minutes away.
She didn't leave yet.
Do you two want to say something? What are you grateful for?
It's time to go, actually.
I guess I can't say what
no,
I'm thankful
can,
for.
You can, you can.
What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for my health, my home. Yeah. I'm thankful for the Hinge app for bringing some dick into my life.
Why did you take it there?
I'm so sorry I asked.
Are you
I
kidding?
Got D this year.
Alyssa,
yeah, you, it's been
I'm
years.
Like, we're getting fucked.
Happy Thanksgiving. From Studio 222.
You're thankful to Hinge for bringing you D this year?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Good.
Well, it's honestly, it's better than those things
are
worse.
Can we wrap this up, please?
It's better than I'm just so thankful things aren't worse.
Shane, happy Thanksgiving. What are you grateful for, Shane?
I'm thankful for my family and for Jeff and my job. And
okay. I'm grateful to everyone.
All right. Well, bye. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Did you know that more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care? Ellie was one of them. When she was placed in foster care at 16 after experiencing significant abuse, she felt unlovable. Thankfully, Ellie was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Today, she's planning on college and has a bright future. But more than 20,000 teens age out of care every year. You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.